This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, November 26th, 2024. And it's another beautiful, chilly day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or on the app or by podcast or watching us on social media. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I've got a question for you. Are you properly bundled up to be outside? It is 18 degrees right now here in Chippewa Falls. The wind chill is 8. In Amory, it's 15 right now. The wind chill is 4. Because of a stiff west wind out there. So, temperatures in the teens and 20s, but the wind chills are single digit. So this is not the time where you go, well, I don't have the stuff I need in the car yet, but I'll get to it. No, you need that now. Don't skip the jacket. Don't skip the gloves. Get exactly what you need before you head out the door or before you let the kids head out the door. Especially, by the way, the teenagers. I am reminded after visiting my older daughter in Idaho a week before last that during her teen years, I'll never forget the first time she shows up ready to go to the bus stop in pajama bottoms. And I'm like, what is this? And she's like, Dad, they're sleep pants. Everybody's wearing them. And so now all these years later, I'm with her and we were shopping. I think we were at like a Hobby Lobby or something in Idaho Falls. And there's kids in pajamas, like full on pajamas now. And I remember her just looking at me going, you were right, Dad. So sometimes you need to protect the kids from themselves when the temperatures are this cold. All right. So keep that in mind. Coming up on the program this morning. First off, on the lighter side of things, we'll have our community editor, Christina Lurie, and our social media manager, Sharita Booker, here to talk about some of the more popular stories in our newsletter and online. We'll talk with veteran Chicago journalist Jennifer Schulze about how President-elect Trump is 8 weeks away from being sworn in, but already having an impact on the economy and on the way that your prices are about to go up, and an impact on the justice system. It turns out that the wheels of justice can turn too slowly. Now that a convicted felon charged with trying to overturn the last election was able to run out the clock and win the next one. So we'll have more about the legal cases against President-elect Trump being dropped. That will be coming up. We'll have Chad Holmes here from 98.9 WXCO in Wausau to preview his show and much more. Along the way, you can join us at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or you can text us or call us at that number or through the Civic Media app. Or if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, just put something in the comments section and we may see it there and pop that up on screen. Alicia writes in on YouTube. Glad to see you, Pat. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad as well for folks like Greg Bach, who helped fill the gap yesterday along with our friend Dr. Kristen Lyerly. When somebody's backache was just a little too much to sit here for 2 hours and not grunt and groan and try not to cry. Mr. Bach, good morning, and thank you again for rolling with the punches.
Good morning, Pat. And let's be clear here. You did not have a backache. People have backaches all the time. That is severely underselling what you had yesterday. So you had when you can't sit down and work, that's a problem. It's not my back aches. No, you don't take off work for a backache. You take off for what you had. And I'm glad you got some rest. And it just, yesterday working with Dr. Lyerly helped, my eventual takeover of the show
yours or hers?
No, of yours. This show will become mine, and I will have absolute. There we go.
Because that does sound like Kristen. That's the voice in her head.
Oh,
Alicia puts in here, Greg and the doc were awesome yesterday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Let's be clear. We were very much rooting for Kristen to win her congressional election. Very much so.
Yes.
But always in the back of our mind, it was this little nugget of, well, if it doesn't work out, you know, we get more Kristen, and there's definitely going to be more Kristen because she enjoys it. She likes both the information aspect of it and the fun aspect of it.
Yeah, she's our chief morale officer.
That's right. She is there for a reason. So now you are in a Brewers t-shirt.
I am, yes.
And boom, 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 boom. That despite the temperature at Radio Park being 27, the wind chill being 10. What are you pointing at over there?
I'm pointing at my Milwaukee M12 jacket, which allows you to hook a Milwaukee Tool battery in there to warm it up. So, you don't know. Patrick Ilyanovich Rasputin Kreitlow.
Tell me
so,
more.
So, Milwaukee Tool, the greatest tool company ever. I'm not sponsored, but feel free to send me free stuff, Milwaukee. They make a line of vests and jackets where you can take their M12 battery, which is, it's a small battery. Mm-hmm. You can click it in there, and you can heat your jacket.
Oh, my God. It's like heated seats for your car, mm-hmm. but in a jacket.
Yep, and you can adjust on the breast pocket or on the breast part of the left part of the jacket. You can adjust the temperature a little bit. But it's not a thick jacket. I would say it's a spring, early winter jacket at best. But with the battery, you can withstand tons of low temps.
This is crazy. Honey, did you hear about this? The heated jacket? You've seen it? Okay.
Well, hi, Dr. Kreitlow.
I guess there's no more mystery about what Dr. Kreitlow's getting for Christmas.
I was going to say, yeah, someone's getting a heated jacket for Christmas.
That's right, she is. Wow.
Yeah.
That's which you will need on a day like this where it's 20 in Wausau, 21 in La Crosse. Rapids at 18, Green Bay 25, Madison 22, Waukesha 23 degrees. And it's going to stay this cold for the foreseeable future, at least the next 6-7 days or more. And Brittany Merlot will be along in an hour to talk about that. So this is real, folks. Mm-hmm. This is there's no longer the, we might hit the 60s one more time. No.
See you in April.
Yeah. Yep. Not going to happen. Nah, God, nah. You have mentioned, I know you mentioned with Kristen yesterday about getting set to do a little holiday weekend traveling. We've all been talking about Thanksgiving. What about Black Friday? Are you a Black Friday shopper?
No, I am not. We talked about Black Friday actually on Matt and Air on Air, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on Civic Media Radio Network. No, I am not. I just would rather not. I understand the whole, MO of Black Friday and why they do it, but I would rather just shop other days and take advantage of Cyber Monday. I think people should have off because even when they're working Black Friday, they're probably working Thanksgiving too to do the inventory and whatnot. So,
right.
Getting knocked over for, a blender isn't my idea of a good time.
No. And we're past that age of commercialism where it's like I'm thinking of like the Cabbage Patch doll, where something like causes this rush to all of the stores because we now have the interwebs where we can take care of this stuff. So here's the deal, and here's the story here, and thankfully the 5-year-old grandson is not a regular listener, so I will not be spoiling things here. But we were talking over the weekend on FaceTime, and at some point, we said, well, what do you and your sister want for Christmas? And my daughter was very puzzled because she heard him say something like Play-Doh pizza bike. Like Play-Doh pizza. Is he just giving random words, And we're like, what is he talking about? And she's like, I don't know. He watches a lot of TV. Who knows?
Play-Doh pizza bike. You figure it out, old man. Click.
So I go to Google. All I do is I type in Play-Doh, and then I don't even have to type in the rest. First is Play-Doh set, but the next hit is Play-Doh pizza delivery scooter. It's like a little red, you know, trike, but it's got a thing in the back where you'd put like little play boxes of pizza. You're a pizza delivery driver on a little tiny red scooter delivering your pizzas made of Play-Doh. And I'm like, this is it. This is, again, I'm not getting any kickback for this, but kids saw that toy and it clearly made an impression on some of them. So, but again, I'm not rushing to get to the front door of the store on Black Friday. I'm going online and I'm going click.
I would click sooner than later because I have a feeling this is going to be gone.
That's why we did last night. We did. We clicked hard on that button.
Because, all right.
Yeah, you looked at it, old man. All right. But that's the extent of, you know, Black Friday for us. And by the way, I'm going to make very clear, we very much support small businesses, support local businesses. There's time to shop in those places.
Yes.
And I just don't get up, you know, early to do that, obviously, even if I didn't have a morning radio show. That's just not my thing. And now, thankfully, more stores are, you don't have to wait till Friday. A lot of stores are already, you can stop in today and you can get, you know, something. So that's a good thing. But regardless, let me say again, small businesses, local businesses, that would be the way to go.
I absolutely agree. And that's the thing is you have Black Friday this Friday. Then you have Small Business Saturday,
right?
This coming weekend, and then of course you have Cyber Monday. But that's the thing, though, Pat. Now, I mean, I got emails like last week. We're starting our Black Friday sale right now. So like, even Black Friday doesn't even have it's lost. It's like President's Day. Buy a mattress. You know what I mean? Like, there's no there's no anything to it anymore. It's they might as well just be like, we're having a sale for the rest of November and into most of December.
It really shouldn't. It's not so much about the specials or any one special. I think Black Friday now only works if you're like making a thing out of it. Let's say you and your family or you and your friends, you know, you go to the same place for breakfast or maybe breakfast after you go get the early deals. So if it's an event, you know, that would be one thing. But in terms of, it's commercial appeal. No, not so much.
No.
Just like I said, get out there and do your shopping or make your lists and get set for the true holiday season to really kick off the day after tomorrow. We'll have a live show tomorrow, but then we will kick off the holiday weekend. Thursday and Friday, we will be running shows that feature some replays of some of our favorite interviews. I will have Luke Mathers helping me out with this day, you know, in history and our daily history lesson and more. So tune in for those shows on Thursday, Friday. I'm going to get caught up on some of the sports I couldn't tell you about yesterday, some of the Badger teams and things like that. And then we'll unpack some of the headlines for this Tuesday morning, November 26th. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota. On the Civic Media Radio Network. You can follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. Back in a bit.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is time now to visit with Sherita Booker, the social media manager here at Up North News, about some of the more popular posts on our social media platforms of the past week. Hey, Sherita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's the plan for Thanksgiving? Are you a cooker, a consumer, a spectator? What do you do?
So I've hosted the last couple years at my house, but this year my sister's taken over. So I'm only responsible for bringing the mac and cheese and greens.
Ooh, very nice. So when you hosted it, I mean, what was like your big deal? Was it the turkey or was it some other special dish that she made? What would people walk away from with?
Everybody loves my mac and cheese. So no matter where I go, I have to bring that with. But my Thanksgiving, we try to focus on the turkey. We don't really eat it too much in my household, but everyone else who comes to my house does. So we try to put a lot of love into it. We get up recipes off the internet, try something new every year, and it usually turns out pretty good.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Well, glad to hear that. And obviously you're still in the mac and cheese business, even though you're not hosting.
I am.
And now we know what to do when we finally get the whole staff together for a staff potluck. We know what you're going to be bringing.
Absolutely.
So. Let's look at some of the things that you've been posting, which for once hasn't been all elections. It's finally gone. It's past us and we can do some other things now. And the first post that did particularly well recently isn't even one in Wisconsin, but it's really, really close. It's really, really steep, this attraction that you're going to talk about. Tell us more about what's happening in Dubuque.
So we asked, have you ever seen Wisconsin from top of the shortest, steepest railroad in the world? The Fenelon Place Elevator, located across the Mississippi in Dubuque, is 296 feet long and angles up at 41 degrees for a vertical elevation of 189 feet. So once you get to the top, there's an observation deck where you can see Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And you can visit that place daily, April 1st through November 30th. So time is actually running out. That post had more than 2,000 likes. And Donna said, I've ridden many times, but the view at the top amazes me every time. It is creaky and a flag of uncertainty goes through my mind each time. But I've never had a mishap in the many years I've been running.
The post from our Facebook post, the elevator first opened in 1884.
Oh,
and back then the rides cost 5 cents. Nowadays a ride is $2 each way. So I can see why there's what were some of the other reactions to it?
Well, Carol said, I've been riding this since 1950. You get in, pull a rope to signal you're seated, a bell clangs, and you're on your way up.
I love the comment section here. So many people have put up either photos or video clips of times when they rode this little train elevator over in Dubuque. So take a look at that on our Facebook page if you haven't by now. The next story is, again, one that we love to do food here. Mm-hmm. And folks are maybe familiar with State Street Brats in Madison. But maybe not everybody is familiar with the Red Brat that they serve. What's that about?
So it's their top seller, actually. And the recipe was made by a Madison butcher, George Bishop, in 1950. And it not only includes pork, but also beef. And the brats are served smoked, split, and served butterfly style. That post had a lot of engagement. And David said, I melt for these things. I always order two because one is never enough. And Bob said, I worked there for 3 years when it was known as the Brat House. It's how I put myself through school at UW. Cooking and selling red brats is hard for a guy to do when he was born in Sheboygan, the bratwurst capital of America.
I've been to State Street Brats a time or two, but it might have been more in the category of a pub crawl rather than dinner. So I guess the Red Brat is still on my to-do list. It certainly sounds intriguing.
Same.
Butterfly style is a little unusual, but I'm willing to give it a go. How about you?
Absolutely. I'm going to put that on my bucket list for next time I visit Madison.
Let's see. We've got one more to talk about here. And this is, well, this one is also uniquely Madison, but it is still a very much a Wisconsin thing because everybody knows Bucky Badger. Everybody knows Bucky Badger. Whether you're a Badger fan or not, you know about Bucky. Not as many people know that Bucky wasn't alone, at least for a time in the 70s. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so in the 1970s and 80s, UW-Madison briefly had a female Badger mascot named Becky Badger. And unlike the iconic Bucky, Becky wasn't an official UW mascot, but a promotional creation by Madison's Park Bank, which gave away Becky dolls and sent a costumed Becky to football games to promote the bank. And Becky gained popularity on campus and earned the title Campus Mascot of the 70s from Capital City Comics and even appeared at official alumni events like the Badger Blast Tailgate. However, her rise was short-lived because by the 80s, Becky disappeared, leaving behind a few photos and unanswered questions about her role and relationship to Bucky. And Julia said, Becky doesn't need to be defined by her relationship to Bucky. She is her own Badger. And Jill said, I'm retired. I could do this. And there were also a lot of comments saying, bring back Becky.
I agree. I mean, now look, I don't know if Becky went away because, you know, officially she was unsanctioned. You know, she's the mascot of a bank, but clearly they took to Becky for a while. Nobody knows if Becky was supposed to be Bucky's girlfriend or wife or sister or cousin or whatever the case may be. But I sense a real marketing opportunity here, either from Park Bank or somebody else Bring back Becky. I agree.
I think so, too. That'll be really cool. A little nostalgic.
Yeah. So take a look at that as well on our social media sites. Look, plenty of news items there as well. Don't get us wrong. There's a lot of ground to cover. But the things that tend to get a lot of engagements and comments and shares are these nice little slices of life in Wisconsin. Sherita Booker collects them from everybody on the Up North News team and beyond to get them on our platforms. So take a peek and appreciate all that Sherita does, because we sure do here. Sherita, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
All right, sports notes. The Packers, of course, play on Thanksgiving night. Short week for them. They'll be at Lambeau Field Thursday night, 7:30, hosting the Miami Dolphins. The Milwaukee Bucks have an NBA Cup game at Miami coming up this evening. The Badger football team, 4 losses in a row now, and they're in danger of having their first losing record since 2001 and ending their 22-year bowl streak unless they can beat up on the Minnesota Gophers coming up on Friday afternoon for that game. And you can catch that on several Civic Media radio stations. And if you missed it yesterday, Special Counsel Jack Smith has moved to abandon the 2 criminal cases against Donald Trump, since he will be coming back into the White House. The cases are being dismissed with prejudice, meaning that they could be brought back once he's not in office anymore. But the fact that the indictment no longer stands is in itself a stunning indictment of how, if you move too slowly, especially with somebody that tried to steal the last election, you let them buy time and maybe they can win the next one. And it only encourages the next time somebody tries to make mischief with our elections.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time to resume our weekly visits with Up North News community editor Christina Laurie, who puts together our newsletter, which you can sign up for at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Christina Laurie, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Pat?
Fine, fine. How's your post-election hangover and your Thanksgiving anticipation? Where are you at on the Thanksgiving anticipation scale?
I don't know. I'm a little bit indifferent about Thanksgiving.
Oh, my.
Not sure. I know that doesn't sound great. It's like, I like the premise of it, being thankful for family, obviously. But it's all of my least favorite foods in one. Like, I love Thanksgiving desserts. Like, I'm all about pumpkin pie. But if I never ate turkey again, if I never ate mashed potatoes again, I absolutely hate stuffing. I know I'm in the minority of these things, but they're just like all of my least favorite foods all together in one.
I know there's an Ebenezer Scrooge for Christmas. I am not aware of a character like this for Thanksgiving who's like all bah humbug on mashed potatoes and all of the foods. This is a first.
It's weird because I'm not a picky eater at all. Those are just like really the only foods that I don't enjoy.
And they all happen to be there.
Yeah, and they're just all served together in one. Much more about Christmas. Our family, we have a tradition of having lasagna roll-ups on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we eat breakfast all day for every meal. Wow. Those are much more my speed.
Okay.
Well, what about you? What food do you look forward to the most? Because I feel like if you ask people what they look forward to most about Thanksgiving, obviously you have to say family. So we need to take that off the table.
My favorite thing for Thanksgiving dinner is the pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. The other stuff is okay. I don't hate it, but it's not like, to me, it's just getting together with folks. And now I'm at that age where the uncle / grandpa in me, if I'm kind of half napping on the couch while the football game is going on, that just looks normal. That's just what you do at this age. And I'm sure I will be brought into a sheep's head game at some point. So I have to remember to bring my nickels and dimes with me as well.
Well, we're on the same page here because pumpkin pie is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. And my only gripe about that is that a lot of people, since they stuff themselves so much of like with the turkey and mashed potatoes, our family's dessert time always keeps getting pushed back. You know, everyone will ask like, who's ready for dessert? You know, and everyone goes, oh, I'm still so full. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I have, you know, portioned this out. I'm going to have two slices of pie. I can go in right now. And it always gets pushed later and later. So pumpkin pie is delicious.
Hey, what did you think last week? Pat Murphy getting to be manager of the year. How cool was that?
Oh, just the coolest. What was so weird, I didn't realize. So he was the last manager to achieve this milestone that all 30 teams now have officially won manager of the year, but the Brewers were last.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
I know, but and it didn't go to, you know, I'm sure a lot of folks, you know, 9 months ago would have said, oh, Craig Counsell's going to win it with the Cubs, blah blah blah. No, didn't work out that way at all. So,
and it was so decisive. 27 first place votes, only three right. second place votes.
Yes,
and it's Craig Counsell did finish as runner up four different years with the Brewers, so it has to feel pretty good to be Pat Murphy and win it on your first try.
Gosh, without a doubt. So that was a nice reminder last week when we first brought it up about it's that little glimpse of summer in what is otherwise, you know, November being what November is. But for sports, that includes basketball, which where you are down in Madison means a whole lot of Badger basketball, which gets folks' attention and is just a great activity, however the team is doing.
It's been a very exciting time here. So we're coming off like about a week and a half ago when we had that giant upset over No. 9 Arizona. Couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, it was wild. Just the biggest storyline that I don't think was mentioned nearly enough was the senior transfer, John Tanji, who scored 41 points. He was just one basket shy of tying the Badgers' all-time single-game scoring record, which was set by Frank Kaminsky, who was in the building at that game. So it was just like so serendipitous. It was just such a cool moment. I still almost get goosebumps just thinking about it. But the other storyline that really this whole season hasn't got a ton of attention is sophomore John Blackwell. So, you know, if you want to impress anyone talking about Badger basketball, just talk about the Johns. That's a safe bet. They're both really good. But John Blackwell really had a breakout game last week where he scored more than 30 points, grabbed 7 rebounds. He's the only player on the Badgers since Johnny Davis to do that. And what's crazy about him is that he only got one Power 5 offer out of high school. It was from Wisconsin, and he went here, which just is really cool to see these players commit to Wisconsin, stick with Wisconsin, and then have that pay off for them. He's a really impressive guy. He's only a sophomore. He's spoken many times about how much he loves Wisconsin because they took a chance on him. So I don't feel, I'm hoping, knock on wood, that we're not at risk of losing him to the transfer portal since he is only a sophomore. But what an exciting cornerstone to build future teams around as well.
It's just, again, it continues a legacy. And I know that, you know, Bo Ryan continues to be honored for, you know, his role prior to Greg Gard. And it's just nice when you can have that kind of a, it's not just a tradition. I mean, it's just foundational that this is a school you're going to come to and see a basketball team, you know, in its prime. It doesn't mean they're going to win the national championship every year, but that this is going to be one of the great schools to watch year after year after year.
And basketball, of course, you know, deservedly gets a ton of attention here in Wisconsin. But as someone who used to run cross country, I also want to brag a little bit about the cross country teams. So this past weekend, Wisconsin hosted the NCAA National Championship for just the third time in its history, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. What was cool about it is, I mean, just because you're hosting doesn't guarantee that you get to run in it. And both the men's and women's teams qualified for it. They were only one of 10 schools in the country to have both men and women qualify, which is super impressive too. But the big story, and I want you guys all to remember this name, say you heard it here first, Manny Putz from Onalaska High School. He just signed on last week officially to the Badgers. He's going to be headed there next fall. But he is going to be a name to watch over the next four seasons of cross country. He won three high school D1 cross country championships at Onalaska. And that is just like the tip of the iceberg of his accomplishments. He was also a member of like their entire school, won a team state championship. He was a two-time national qualifier, a high school All-American, two-time Wisconsin Gatorade Athlete of the Year. And those are just his accomplishments for cross country. He's also really impressive at track and field too. At Wisconsin, he'll do both. But, you know, again, this is just like a promising name to bring up. And I know cross country is not a moneymaker, but if you ever get a chance to go out to Zimmer Field and support the Badgers, I think you'll be impressed on how fun it is of an experience. The Badgers are really good. I like to say they're sneaky good at this sport. Their coach has won dozens of Big Ten Coach of the Year awards for a reason. I think he's won 15 of the past 17, which is unbelievable. I mean, imagine if that was any other sport, everyone would know his name.
Well, I will see your cross country and I will raise you volleyball because, and I want to give you and the rest of the team credit. Yeah, we talk about the Badger women all the time. They're a great program. But I recall last week bringing up on the show a post about Viterbo and winning their conference tournament the first year that they were in a new conference. And so they were moving on to the NAIA tournament, I believe. And there was also a mention of the Division III programs that also advanced in the postseason. So yeah, we talk about the Badgers a lot, but there are schools all across Wisconsin that are doing these great things that are getting noted either in the newsletter or more likely on our social media feeds that I hope folks are looking out for.
Yes, UW, Eau Claire, Oshkosh, Platteville, Stevens Point, and Whitewater all qualified for the D3 NCAA championship tournament, which is just beyond impressive. And then you just can't mention volleyball without talking about the Badgers. They are just so fun to watch. There are a few more big upcoming matches coming up. So, you know, some of them are on BTN even, which is great that they're getting more national attention.
Well, yeah, they had that one match with, what was it, 600,000 viewers or something like that. It was, you know.
Set a record, yes. Yeah. But something actually, that goes kind of beyond like winning or losing for volleyball. They did something really, really cool last week. They participated in the first ever silent set. So the first 8 points of their match last Wednesday were they asked fans not to cheer, which is like super uncharacteristic at the field house, of course, which is usually very rambunctious.
Yeah.
And the reason it was raising money for this special charity that was started by actually a former Penn State volleyball player that raises money to buy people who can't afford hearing aids. So that's hence the silent part.
Got it.
I thought that was a really cool initiative and the way for the women to use their platform and of course all the excited fandom that they have acquired for good.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. In the couple of minutes I have here, I want to get a step away from sports for a moment and bring up a photo that you posted in social media. I knew that over at the Wisconsin Historical Museum, I knew that there was a lot of work going on. I had no idea they were demolishing the building. And then I see you post this picture with the barricades around it, and it's all gutted, and it's coming down. And, you know, again, I try to stay on top of a lot of news, but clearly can't follow it all and had no idea out of Madison local news that this was going to be such a do-over for what is, if the state capitol is kind of like, you know, the mecca of school field trips, the Wisconsin Historical Museum across the street is, you know, 1A on that list.
Well, this is a super, super long time coming. This is a project that I have been covering since I first moved here in 2018. I, you know, did something about they were just trying to get the money. So it's really cool to see steps being taken towards this actually happening. But yes, if you walk by the Historical Society right now in Madison, it looks like a bomb went off. Like the place is half taken apart, half gutted. I do think it's important to point out just two different things. First, some people were commenting on the picture. They thought this was the same thing as the war museum that we had.
Veterans Museum.
Right. It is not. Those are just like kitty corner to each other. Right. So that is still there. That is still beautiful, all intact. Also, people were concerned what happened to all of the stuff in the museum. This was thoroughly planned for many years. It was all moved to an off-campus site. It is all safe. You know, they didn't destroy any history here.
I wouldn't be surprised if you just said it was all up here in Chippewa Falls, because somebody or groups or people are building rental or the storage lockers, you know, the storage units that are going, it's not just Chippewa Falls. It's everywhere. Christina, these storage things are going, how much stuff do people have? And I thought, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's this museum needs all this, because it's 100,000 square foot building housing millions of items. But like you said, they're preserved and will be ready. I think your post said sometime in 2027, it'll open up.
Yeah, the initial completion date was supposed to be 2026. It was pushed to 2027. I also wouldn't hold my breath on that. It feels like they have a lot of work to do. You can find the plans for this project if you just Google Wisconsin Historical Society online. The building is absolutely gorgeous that they're going to be creating. It's like all glass. It looks very much like Gray's, which is on the other side of the Capitol, that restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's just like entirely glass. A bunch of sunlight will be in there. It will be absolutely beautiful. It will return to being the Mecca of field trips. So we just have to wait until then.
I absolutely am sure it will be worth the wait. Christina Laurie, thank you so much, as always, our community editor who puts together stories for us in our newsletter and on social media. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Talk to you later.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
We will be back with today's history lesson right after this. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy.
She never did do things easy, Tina Turner.
Rough. I don't know.
We'll let her play in the background here to note that she was born this day in 1939. Passed away in May of last year at the age of 83. She was born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee. We will play some more of Tina Turner throughout the morning here. So she was born this day in 1939. 3 years later, a little movie premiered on this day in New York City, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, known well for this song. Piano player Sam takes care of the tunes for us.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Casablanca premiered this day in 1942. If I am channel scrolling and it's on,
yeah,
I'm sucked in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the rest of it. I just love everything about it.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you.
Louie, it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship. On this day in 1917, the National Hockey League was formed. The Montreal Canadiens and the Ottawa Senators are two of the still surviving original teams. All right, I've told the story a couple of times already. But since Tennessee Ernie Ford, who played at my high school prom in 1982, had the number one hit this day in 1955, here's that song.
Blood, muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
All right.
We got a band. Who'd you get?
Now, to be clear, Tennessee Ernie Ford was not hired to play specifically for our prom. He was playing at the old Carlton Celebrity Dinner Theater. We were in another room down the hall, but we all had to go to the dinner theater first for dinner, where we all just gave each other these looks like, who are we watching here? Is this that old guy from TV? Yeah, it was the guy that had the number one song this day in 1955.
Oh, man, I'm not making out with Cheryl tonight.
Give it up for Willis Carrier, the engineer who was born this day in 1876. Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Mr. Carrier. You are a hero.
A hero of the First Order. You probably don't know the name Gail McCormick. She was born this day in 1948. She passed away about 8 years ago. She was lead singer for a group named Smith. She's born in St. Louis, and I still love the way she hits this note in 1969 covering a Sherelle song. Hit it, Gail. I don't think she ever sang again after that. I think she just tore her larynx up and was no longer able to speak. Gail McCormick, born this day in 1948. John McVie, part of the original Fleetwood Mac, is 79 years old today. DJ Khaled is 49 years old today. And happy 43rd birthday to Natasha Bedingfield.
Do you want to hear something kind of weird, Pat?
Tell me something weird.
Before I got in this morning, I was scrolling through Instagram, whatever, and Giannis posted on Instagram. It was a picture of he and his wife, who I guess is with child.
Oh.
And he used this song as like the back. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Oh. Natasha Bedingfield, born in West Sussex, England, on this day in 1981. On this day in 1983, Quiet Riot had the first heavy metal album to reach the top of the album charts. The album was Metal Health. This was the big single of it.
Metal? All right, we'll allow it.
Well, again, this 1983, metal underwent more changes after that. You got to walk before you can run.
Hey, buddy, don't talk to me about metal and its evolution, all right? I could tell you about that. All right.
Actually, Pat, are you metal-splaining
to me? Actually, by 1983, Metallica, Slayer have all released, and including Anthrax, have released their debut albums.
Did those albums reach the top?
You know what? Be quiet.
The Witness is excused. This is International Cake
mean.
Day. This is National Cake Day. What a weird convergence. Everybody have cake today.
All right.
Apparently. And the only other note on there is this is Good Grief Day. For Good Grief, Charlie Brown. Charles Schulz, the cartoonist, was born this day in 1922. He passed away in 2000. There's one other music note. Are we saving this one for Brittany?
Let's save it for Brittany. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have to sing to somebody.
Yes, and why should we just sing to ourselves?
Exactly.
Wait, we've got a whole audience out there. Well, anyway, we'll get back to that in just a bit. So Brittany will have her forecast for us coming up in just a touch, heading into the long traveling holiday weekend. And so first things to know, bundle up if you're flying. Yes, take the coat with you. I've made that mistake where you're like, oh, I'll just leave it in the car. It'll be fine. And then you get out to the airport parking lot and you have just a popsicle to wear instead of anything useful. Pack your patience. Remember, if you're traveling, your ID, your passport. If you're not part of TSA pre-check, I mean, it's a little late now, but this is just my regular commercial for it. It's just an absolute game changer. So travel safe, and we'll have more in the second hour of Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.